it came on the radio, and I just thought, well, wow, what a cool cover this would be to do, and turning a grunge tune, you know, basically into a bluegrass tune. In my eyes, in these photos, in disguises, no one knows. It is kind of pertinent to this whole time that we're going through, and it's a good metaphor for being hopeful about things getting better, and once you come, wash away the rain, you know, once you, something come and make things better kind of thing. And it's also a very, very fun song to play live. I love watching people's faces when we go into it, like, oh my God, what the hell? Black old sun, watch you come, wash away the rain. Black old sun, watch you come, watch you come. In salmon fashion, it just kind of is a happy accident, I think. We just kind of got in the studio and let it fly. We are not the most organized band when it comes to recording, but somehow we just sort of lucked out with this one, that it just came together the way it did and became, you know, so pertinent to the times. The tunes that everybody brought just really kind of made sense and kind of came together in kind of a cohesive way, considering we really didn't have a plan. I think that, you know, it definitely sort of follows a theme, you know, the brand new good old days. These days, I don't think about tomorrow, 'cause the time just can't be borrowed, and tomorrow's just turned to yesterday. Getting a break from the road has been really great. I think it's probably added years to everybody's life in this band. Kind of just getting back to what is basic about living, you know, and getting back in touch with just everyday life. And you know, it's kind of a godsend having this big of a break from the road, you know, was really awesome. And now we have a, you know, much fresher outlook on performing, and you know, we're really enjoying ourselves. We're not playing as much, and when we do get out and play, we have a great time. So I think it's just done a lot of good for the band in general. Bring the audience into the music. It's not like we're just the band and then there's the audience out there. It's a collective. It's like this whole thing that happens. You know, when people walk out of a show, you know, they definitely remember, you know, the vibe and the fun and the friends and everything. But also, I think it's the songs ultimately that really stick with people. And that's kind of, you know, what we've always tried to do, is put songs out there that people can relate to. And I think all those things together have made people want to stay with us. And we're really fortunate to have the kind of following that we have. And I feel like we have just the best fans in the world. And we're just super lucky. We'll get by. We'll get by. Feels like we're going under. We're at the end of our road. So I'm staying up on this mountain, trying to hold on to hope. It's the same down there below me, so I'm keeping myself high. Someday